In Canada's Yukon Territory, the outlook is grim for the territory's exploration industry. The crisis in the world financial markets has already cost some Yukoners their jobs. But as the CBC's Cheryl Kawaja reports, others are hoping the slowdown passes quickly.
Things were quite busy through here, and then about the beginning of September, things have just died, you know, right off now.
Mike Power looks over a flowchart at Aurora Geosciences in Whitehorse. He says it's usually hard to find an empty desk here. But today, the exploration company's office is almost empty.
Yeah, our staff varies seasonally, but we peak out at about 70. And right now, we're down to 11. But last fall, for example, we still had 30 to 40 people working.
Over the past few weeks, Power says he's had calls from junior mining companies pulling the plug on projects.
Virtually everybody is shutting down. Money's being sucked out of the mineral exploration market, going elsewhere perhaps to pay bad debts.
At the Yukon Chamber of Mines, Carl Schultz says the Yukon exploration industry could lose millions over the next few months. He says if that happens, the effects are sure to impact the territory's economy.
There still will be demand for metals in the long run. I think in the short run, it's going to be a little tough.
And that's something the staff of Aurora Geosciences know all too well. The industry often wobbles, but Mike Power says this is different.
In terms of its how quickly it came on, this was the worst I've seen. I haven't seen the bottom yet, so I can't really tell.
Cheryl Kawaja, CBC News, Whitehorse.